Yes, coming up, we will talk about croquet. Actually, I don't believe I have ever done an interview about croquet. Here is an email with regard to Michael Blinko, to whom I'm speaking later on in the programme, 11 o'clock, after 11 o'clock. He's written a book called Gone about 11 species which are no longer to be found on Earth. And the email comes from Murray Holden, who's vice president of the Danevirke Gallery of History, about which Michael writes in his book. And it says, oh, delighted that there will be an interview with Michael Blinko. A very good read, indeed it is. He says, the section on the huia is of importance to New Zealanders as it was such a unique bird and a sacred bird to Māori, a taonga. Michael visited the Danevirke Gallery of History when researching his book to view the pair of huia we have on display. And indeed he does, he writes about that in his book. Murray Holden goes on to say, unfortunately, the male bird had its 12 tail feathers stolen in 2010, and we had to replace them with fake feathers. Now, since Michael's visit, the female bird was stolen in 2020. The thieves have been brought to justice, but sadly, we may never see her again. Her companion for life sits alone on his perch, waiting for his mate to return. Visitors to our museum are no longer able to see the beauty of the female huia with its curved beak. Michael saw a report of the thief of the female huia on the internet and emailed us. He made the comment that even in death, the huia is still being hunted. Thank you, Murray. And indeed, Michael Blinko says that the huia is the extinct creature that he would most like to see brought back of all 11 that he talks about in his book. And he's on the programme after 11 o'clock. Yes, lots of feedback this morning to Andrew Coburn. Lots of you saying, yes, absolutely, military industrial complex. And a number of you disputing his take on Russiagate. I run a cellar door in Marlborough, says Rachel. This is in relation to Jenny Clark. And I had a really interesting gentleman call in to taste wine. And after chatting, as you do, he revealed that he was on a road trip for the New Zealand Croquet Association advising clubs about updated rules. I was astounded at how comprehensive the game is, and I'm tempted to give it a go now myself after hearing your interview. Whenever I hear, says another, the word croquet, I'm triggered to watch the movie Heathers again. Somebody else said, friend swung her own mallet and broke her own ankle. And then they add, helpfully, accidentally, as if somebody would do that on purpose. If we can make darts a mainstream extravaganza, why not croquet, says somebody else. And a couple of emails tell me that back in the 1950s and 60s, my grandmother's cousin, Mrs. Tui Mackenzie Smart of Gisborne, was part of the New Zealand croquet team that travelled to play in a championship in England. Auntie Tui was Māori. Her iwi is Te Aitanga Amahaki. Auntie Tui had a great time in England and felt that croquet in England at the time was a very upper-crust sport. Do not ever be deceived by appearances. Croquet is the most vicious, nasty game invented. My family played it when I was young, and we had more family arguments resulting from this than anything other than politics. What to do, says another, to have croquet at the Olympics? Play it on skateboards with people wearing skimpy outfits. The way the IOC works, that would at least make it a possibility. And I received an email a little early this morning which said, some 25 years ago, I wrote to you regarding your deliberate mispronunciation of simple words. I have not listened to Saturday morning radio for a very long time. But this morning, I can report that no progress has been made. And I got this email in response to the email I read out from the Danevirke Gallery of History, from where one of the two stuffed huia was stolen. And it's from Angie. About 20 years ago, I was in the Natural History Museum in New York, and I saw at least two huia in an old-fashioned glass cabinet tucked down a side corridor away from the displays. Hard to remember, but perhaps the toilets were down this corridor, which was why I was down there. I thought to myself at the time, I hope they're not getting rid of these, as they appeared to be sort of pushed aside. I could contact the person in Danevirke. You could. And we have, in fact, given Angie the contact number for the Danevirke Gallery of History that sent us that extremely poignant email a little earlier about the loss of their huia. I think I just heard you mention, says Inga, the kōkaku in terms of extinct birds. We don't believe the South Island kōkaku is extinct, and we know the North Island bird isn't. Yes, I know the North Island bird isn't either. The South Island kōkaku is the one that Michael Blenko is suggesting, just a thought, might be extinct. But Inga says, we keep on searching and have received over 260 new reports of possible encounters since we launched our $10,000 reward campaign in January 2017. We need evidence, though. Not quite there yet, but we're adding science to the task. Good on you. We've put a link to the South Island kōkaku search on our webpage. Inga Perkins is from the South Island kōkaku Charitable Trust. So good luck.